Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Now they're turning their backs on the bipartisan budget deal. Speaker McCarthy made with me just a few months ago.
President Joe Biden is critical of hardline House Republicans, accusing them of reneging on the federal debt limit deal, some seeming eager to shut the government down at the end of the month. This comes as tension within the House GOP grows. When asked about threats some right-wing members are making to try and oust him, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he's ready to battle it out.
Threats don't matter, and sometimes people do those things because of personal things, and that's all fine.
The Republican-led House is struggling to pass what are normally bipartisan appropriations, with leaders this week canceling a vote on a defense bill. But McCarthy says he remains hopeful that Congress could pass a stopgap. Republican Nebraska Representative Don Bacon describes McCarthy as rightfully irritated.
There's no reason why these appropriations bills have been stood up by a few folks. It's holding up the progress of the House, and it undermines our party.
The Republican-controlled state Senate in the battleground of Wisconsin voted Thursday to fire the state's top nonpartisan elections official. Megan Wolf says she's being targeted because election deniers didn't get what they wanted in 2020.
During my 12 years working as a nonpartisan election official, I've learned that when politicians on either side of the aisle are upset with me, it's usually because I will not bend to political pressure.
Wisconsin Attorney General Democrat Josh Call has filed suit, arguing lawmakers don't have the authority to oust Wolf and accusing them of undermining their elections. A federal judge in Ohio is set to hear oral arguments today in a lawsuit by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce over the Biden administration's Medicare drug price negotiations. It's the first legal challenge for the recently announced program that aims to help seniors with prescription drug costs. Former Vice President and 2024 Republican presidential candidate Mike Pence said he would consider a woman for running mate, but refused to say whether he would dine alone with her after having made a promise to his wife years ago.
Look, I respect the way anybody manages their marriage, and I never want to feel like I'm imposing my values on anybody.
Immigration activists have declared today a national day of action, and across the country, they're demanding an end to migrant detention and deportation. Catherine Barnett with Freedom to Thrive contends the Biden administration hasn't lived up to a commitment for a more just and humane immigration system.
In a nation of immigrants, we need to, and we can, begin to find a better solution.
This comes as a federal judge in Texas has thrown out the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals policy, and that state continues to clash with the White House over tough immigration measures. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.